Hey everybody, it's Jeff from J2K Podcast. We got a great show for you tonight. We have a special guest who just made us the most amazing dinner, and we ate mangoes, and shit is gonna get real as fuck. Welcome to the podcast, J2K Podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Corrine.
And tonight we have a very special guest, a fellow podcaster, one-time podcaster, a vegan, somebody who's dying of essential oils in their mouth, and a runner-up for possibly the biggest boobs in the room, it's Tamara. Maybe the biggest, who knows?
The yams on Tam.
That was done.
Justin was gone last week.
Oh, sorry about that. I was on a vacation. I went to the coast, stayed a couple of nights, and then I went to a concert in Portland.
So, did you turn old when you went to
Portland?
I went to a concert.
He said he hit puberty while he was in Portland, lost his virginity.
While you were gone, there was talk of poop and the nether regions of our body, and I, in your honor, when I said butthole like that every time.
Which I'm pretty sure I got from, what movie is that? Pineapple Express.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Really?
That's just fire. Yours.
Huh? When he's like, what about that time you ate that box of nerds out of that stripper's
butthole?
Yeah. I love that movie.
Too.
So Tamara just made us the most amazing taco dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It was amazing.
It was really good. And because she's vegan, Jeff cooked us some meat so we could have meat in our tacos.
I've got the meat!
And the mushrooms that you made for the tacos were really good.
What's happening in your mouth right now?
With your mouth. What is going on?
I took some of Corrine, yes, essential oil breath mints, and they're pretty
intense.
They're curiously strong.
Is it gonna burn when it comes out your butthole?
No.
Okay, just checking.
She's like, it doesn't. Oh my god.
Are they stronger than an Altoid?
No, they're just. There's no sugar, so it's. You just
straight
get
up peppermint.
Yep. That's actually sourced out of the Willamette Valley, but we won't get it.
I used to work on a farm that made mint oil.
You did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hauled the mint.
You hauled the mint?
Yeah, and it would go, they'd cut it in the field, and then a machine cut it and threw it into these tubs that you'd drive real slow and fill up, and then you'd go to a still, unhook your tub, they'd hook it up to this high-pressure, super-hot water, and then the oil would go rise to the top and come out and drip into a tub. Like for
awesome.
Peppermints and gum.
Well, now I know.
Now I know.
Yeah.
And you smelled minty fresh?
I did.
I bet you did.
One of the greatest jobs I ever had, paid the shittiest, and you worked 14 hours a day. And, and I smoked weed the whole time.
Did you ever confuse the mint for weed?
Never once.
I worked on a farm too for several years. It was one of my favorite jobs, but I didn't get stoned because every time I got stoned on that job, I'd be like, this fucking sucks.
Well, I was just driving a tractor.
I would just get totally, oh yeah, see I was like.
Just high as shit and waving at old ladies in the farmhouses. Because the grandmas would sit out there, oh, there comes a tractor, hi. Be like, hey.
Have you ever been high at work, Justin?
No, in fact, when she said she hated being high at work, I don't think I've done. I think I've only been high 4 times out of the 20 times I've done it and enjoyed it. I get really paranoid, and I think I overdose every time. I do way too much.
Well, have you ever just like tried to do a couple like hits?
That's when I feel good. When I do like a little half a puffy puff.
Yeah. If you were Baby Yoda, just do a little puffy.
I do a little Baby Yoda puff.
Yeah, puffy
that's what, that was your nickname in high school. Yep,
Puffy Puff was my little Baby Puffs. It's my nickname. What's up, Baby Puffs? New album, Little Baby Puffs.
It's my rapper name.
Baby Puff.
Little Baby Puff.
Yo, Baby Puff.
What about you, Christine? Have you ever been high at work before?
God, no.
Hey, Christine, have you ever been high?
I have. I did the pot in college.
Wow.
I remember I was dating a guy who used to...
Every story of hers is I was dating a guy.
And we made a bong out of like a 2-liter soda pop bottle. And it was like...
Like real druggy shit.
Yeah, and I remember at the time...
Made it James Bond.
Oh, was that... Those are the ones that you could like...
You would like push it, and
oh,
the
yeah,
air
gravity
would come
bombs.
Out
oh,
like a
man.
Hole.
Now, I've OD'd on those.
And we got our...
Gravity bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Gravity bombs.
Oh, yeah.
And we got our cat...
Druggy here,
Kareem. Anyway...
Let me introduce you to James Bond.
We got our cat high. So, like, we had a house cat in college, and I remember... The way, like, my boyfriend grabbed the cat's head and went, and the cat, like, breathed it in. And the cat was sitting on the couch, and it was just kind of like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, the cat just, like, fell over.
So
it was so funny.
I've heard that cats can't metabolize, because we metabolize THC kind of slow. You know, you can still tell it in a piss test, because your kidneys are still trying to, like, process those cannabinoids.
Uh-huh.
But cat...
That's right, cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids?
That's right.
I've only read it. I've only
no,
read the word.
That's the right, cannabinoids.
I haven't talked about it with anyone. So, I've only done my research. I haven't really talked about it. So, I've heard that cats metabolize it slower, a lot slower than humans.
So, basically, you almost killed your cat.
No,
she was
think,
really high, I guess, for a long time.
Probably, like, loopy for a long
man,
time.
Man, that cat lived forever, because I graduated college, and I adopted that cat.
It was like, I've been
and
high
then,
for 98
then I moved
years.
Out to Oregon,
so
and
the
then I had to get rid of the cat. My mom had that cat for years. She was fine.
All 9 of my lives were spent on cannabinoids.
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 What about you, Tamara? Have you ever been high on the job?
No.
She hesitated.
Yeah. Like not.
She's
done.
All giving.
Not
she's
on
winking.
The current
at,
job.
She's winking at us, you guys.
Nah. Not at my current job. Have I ever consumed?
Well, not the current job, but like.
Yeah, I've been high.
Back prior to my sobriety, I used to show up high to job interviews so that my eyes looked that way.
That's like one of those myths, like driving with your fingers as.
Your thumbs up.
Your
yep.
thumbs up.
Line them with the roads, the lines of the road.
Well,
that's not a myth. I just showed up high.
I remember people doing that.
Because I got high all the time.
Yeah.
Were we talking about that? Or like, who I was talking about it with? They're like, do your interview high so that they think that's how you are all the time.
That was me, yeah.
Yeah. Or they just won't hire you because they know you're high.
I'm good.
Not anymore, baby.
When I,
well,
cannabinoids are legal.
When I told all my friends in Missouri that I was moving to Oregon, they were like, what are you going to do? Are you going to work at a pot farm? Are you going to grow weed? Because everybody in the Midwest thinks that that's our like main source of income out here. That everybody just grows weed. And everybody gets high. And they don't know that, like, you know, the majority of the space around Eugene and Portland is... super conservative.
We're more grass farms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody's growing grass seed out here.
Like, not grass, but grass.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as people thinking that the tax from weed is going to pay for anything.
No. Yeah.
Where does the tax from weed actually even go?
It goes to education, senior services, and schools and roads. Mm-hmm. And there is so little of that money, like... Nobody understands. Like, it takes $20 or $30 billion a year to fund public schools. A yearly tax for marijuana is like $26 million, $24 million.
Wow. It takes $30 billion? Is that what you said?
Or $22 billion?
Something like that. In the billions?
No, wait. God, I know these numbers. I'm sorry. I'm fucking them up. It's a lot of fucking money. It's $22 million a day.
A lot more fucking money than the marijuana industry.
For schools. Oregon public schools.
Crazy.
I mean, because I am in the PTA, like, I'm privy to this stuff. We have a legislation guy that goes to the deal. And so people are like, well, fucking lottery and pot will pay for everything. It's like, no, it won't pay for shit.
No wonder I'm getting calls
for it. It doesn't even pay for a day, hardly, of school.
I'm getting all those calls from my son's school telling me I need to pay his lunch money.
And then you better not give the kids 420 off. It's a holiday.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's $20 million, baby.
I know.
Do you, are your kids in the Salem School District?
They are.
Okay. So, I don't know about the Salem School District, but the Kaiser School District, at the beginning of each year, they send out letters to the parents that they have to buy the supplies for the classroom.
Oh, they do that, yeah.
Do they do that in Salem? Uh-huh. It's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Hey, every school does that.
I don't remember that.
Your school does that. Your kids does
it. Yeah, you have to buy your kids supplies every year.
Okay. Every
in New York, they never asked us to like supply the classroom.
The first
back
days
in the '40s, yeah.
They give us
wait, no, you're 40. Back in the 80s, I'm sorry.
It was the 80s, thank you.
They give us a list of shit we have to buy.
Yeah.
And we show up first day of class for orientation with glue sticks and colored pencils and Kleenex boxes.
Tissues and
hand
Lysol
sanitizer.
Wipes.
Lysol wipes. Yeah,
Lysol wipes.
Yeah.
That's like, that's nothing in Monroe. In Washington, I do remember Washington. They asked you twice a week to bring in enough snacks for all the kids.
Twice a week?
Twice a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So every paycheck, basically, you have to bring in this stuff. For a ton of kids, yeah. I mean, it goes, like, every parent does it, so it lasts all through the week. They all get snacks. But it's like, jeez,
wow.
You guys cannot pay for that.
So, yeah, the funding for the school wasn't enough for kids to have snacks.
I guess not. I don't know. Like, I don't really know how the funding works.
Right.
Like, how much money they're given or what they're supposed to do with it. I just thought it was kind of odd. We were getting all kinds of things. We had to get snacks. We had to get the wet ones wipes, like a whole bunch of wet ones wipes, and then regular hand sanitizer and then personal hand sanitizers. I was like, holy.
Forget the textbooks.
Preschools. Preschool's ridiculous, too. My youngest is in preschool, and I've heard this is on the cheaper side or the, you know, median side. It's around $700 a month, and you have to buy supplies, like, at the beginning of the year, and they ask for supplies throughout the year.
Yeah.
But 700 bones a month is draining.
How can you afford that, bro?
How do people afford daycare?
Oh, I know.
Holy shit.
Started on that.
Is so, it full-time?
Yeah.
And you have to work full-time?
Yeah. Like, if you're making little over minimum wage, you...
That is your paycheck.
Yeah.
It's paying...
I know.
Preschool.
Not rent.
What's the point of working?
Not gas.
Yeah.
Not food. Preschool. All right, we're going to shift topics. Self-care.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about self-care.
Oh, great. We get to hear about your balls tonight.
Well, apparently, like, I talk to people about my self-care, and they seem to be...
Uncomfortable?
Nope. They are... guardedly, hiddenly, like, resentful almost. Like, oh, it must be nice. Like, wish I could do that. And I'm like, why can't you? So, why?
What parts of your self-care are they jealous about?
Just me taking care of myself.
They, oh, okay. Oh, like...
See, I make time to go, like, get my fucking shit waxed. To go get a massage and to get my hair and my beard trimmed.
Which, by the way, at the place we work, you can get massages.
It's like
it's covered under your insurance. It's
covered under
you
your insurance.
You just pay a copay.
$25. I will say, I will admit, I am jealous that you get a massage. Because not because you're getting the massage, but because your insurance basically covers it with a $20 copay.
Well, this is
what I would
I
get
think.
Them if I had insurance that covered that. We got new insurance. That was the first thing I checked. Massage is covered? Nope.
I'm not making this up, and I don't know, but my guess is that people don't take time for themselves, and then they're mad about that, and so they project that onto me with snarky little fucking comments.
Hmm.
That's my guess. I don't know.
And I'll tell you,
like, have you ever had a massage, you guys? Justin?
You've never had a massage?
So,
Kareem, have you?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah, I love them. They're not really in my budget.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I talked about my girlfriend and I had a self-care day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because she bought a bunch of Groupons thinking that she would be able to do self-care for a few years, she spent bought $1,500.
But Groupons expire.
Yeah. She spent $1,500 in coupons, gift cards.
Coupons.
For a salon, or not a salon, but a what are they called?
A spa.
Spa.
Yeah.
So yeah, they expired at the end of the year. So she's like, "Well, fuck, we're about to have a spa day. We spent the we spent 6 hours in the spa.
Like, we'll take your entire menu.
Yeah, one of everything, please. But hour and a half massage, and manis and petties and a facial and...
Is it an hour and a half straight?
Massage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need...
Today I had an hour...
You need about four.
Yeah, it goes by quicker than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you just fall asleep and then all of a sudden you're like, what?
I've never fallen asleep, but...
Oh. I almost fell asleep while the guy was straight razor shaving my neck today.
You should get them if you can get them through your insurance.
I know, you should totally.
Oh my god, you really should.
So have you ever gotten an ashiatsu massage?
What's that?
It's where they use their feet.
Ew. I know.
I have not.
Ashiatsu.
You better not get a happy ending.
I was telling my hairdresser guy Michael that, and he goes, "An Asiago?" And I said, "Well, no, that's cheese, but it would be funny to ask for one of them Asiago massages." Well, I gotta go get some cheese. But with the feet, they're able to apply pressure over a wider base, and my calves are extremely sensitive to pressure, and she was able to rub them really deeply, and didn't hurt.
Huh.
It was amazing.
So, I just want to envision how this worked. Were you on a table or on the floor?
On the table, to start with, face down, and then there's a chair above the table, and they set up on the chair, so, if I lifted my head up, that's where her vagina would be, right there.
Oh, good.
But your head's down, and then they do your back with their heels and feet.
Okay.
And then they get on the table and there's bars on the ceiling
that
hold on to. And then they use a foot and they very deeply rub, yeah.
This sounds like a Quentin Tarantino dream. That guy's got a massive foot fetish.
I just, what I think it is that this has been going on forever, and just because you guys don't know about it, you're just trying to be rude.
I'm not trying to be rude.
Actually, I'm just resentful. I'm just resentful because I don't do self-care, and you do.
Right. Yeah.
He does more self-care.
For our listeners, Jeff quietly started busting up laughing.
Jeff, maybe people are not resentful. Maybe people are looking at you like, what the fuck?
The bottom line, though, is I don't even fucking care.
But do you? Because you're talking about no one likes you because you get massages.
Well, no, I'm bringing it up because it's something to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
Truthfully, in my life, I could give a shit, if somebody vibes me about it, I'm well, all you got to do is schedule one if you want one.
Or if they're just
blatantly... But it's great fodder for the podcast.
Or if they're just blatantly making fun of you, they're missing out. That shit feels good. Yeah, you feel euphoria after a massage, and drink lots of water because your pee's dark afterwards too.
Mm-hmm.
Or mine was lots of toxins in your muscles.
Yeah, and I had a friend once, she hadn't gotten a massage in a really long time, and we got one done up at what is that fancy salon up in Portland? Doisha. Does that sound right? And we were up there, we had a cool day, we all got pedicures, we drank champagne because we're celebrating. It was actually my birthday and another friend's birthday. And she got a massage, and then shortly after the massage, she didn't feel well.
Yeah.
And she ended up passing out in this, when we were walking to the restaurant in the middle of the streets of Portland. And they said it was because probably like all the activity that it had created within her.
Yeah, and you like, should never drink alcohol while you're getting a massage.
I know. It was like we had mimosas and it was one bottle amongst four of us.
But like, really, you know.
But I will say the people in Portland are very friendly when you like pass out in the street. Everyone was like, Is she okay? Is she okay? We're like, we got this, get out of here.
What pockets are walled in?
I know. There were four of us, you know, and one fell down and the rest of us had it. But I felt so bad for her. So don't drink alcohol before a massage, I guess is the lesson.
Yeah, lots of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were all fine. I was like, how much champagne did you drink? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you carry lots of toxins in your, like, muscle and fat tissues, and when they would give you a deep tissue massage, all that, like, comes out of your bloodstream, and your kidneys have to process it.
Yeah.
So it puts a lot of strain on your kidneys, so you gotta drink a lot of water.
That's scary.
So, Tamara, what do you do for self-care?
I drive.
Drive?
I drive around. Music.
Music?
That's mental self-care for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mental
health.
Self-care. Love music. I was rocking music before you got here.
I know, I heard. I was going to tell you to turn it back on.
Oh.
I like to cook with music.
Yeah.
I usually blast mine a little bit differently, but.
Anything else? Baths?
Me, I don't like baths.
You don't like baths?
Oh, thank you.
I think they're disgusting.
If baths you took a bath, would you pee
in
the water?
Your own dirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About laying in your own pee.
Yeah, I don't want to pee.
About peeing in the bathtub.
No, I'll leave that to my kids. I do not do baths.
Really? They're comfy, though. That water's so warm. Unless you don't like hot
baths. What about, like, taking a bath and then, like, taking a shower afterwards?
Maybe, but the whole time I'm in the bath, I'm going to be thinking about
things.
What if I like to get dirty?
I don't like that you're soaking in your own dirty water.
It is weird. I like to shower afterwards.
I would shower first, then bath, then shower if I'm taking a bath.
I'm not drinking it. I'm wearing my
own. A lot of work. I just will not do the bath. I did as a kid. I just, something clicked in my head as an adult and I can't do it now.
Huh.
My track record for taking baths and not having anything happen is 100%.
Nothing, well, I'm not, nothing's going to happen. I know that. I just think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I wear dirty ass pants every day. Yeah, I don't wash my jeans.
Ever?
Hardly ever. The last two pairs.
Are you like going for a look or something?
I just don't wash them. They last forever.
Are you afraid that they're gonna lighten up?
Well, these have. I've been washing these regularly, but usually,
like
when I have a pair
wears
of pants, I will. The life of the jeans, I'll probably wash them about four times.
And what is the lifespan of a jean?
A long time.
What happens if you spill something on them?
Huh?
Just run water on.
Spot clean.
Okay.
Well,
also,
get that
talk to
thing.
I am sitting here like, oh my god, Justin, get away!
I'm a
little bit germs right now. I mean,
and the rule is, once they start to smell, once they smell funky,
is when you buy new ones or wash them.
Is when I wash them.
And FYI, when you think that a bath is disgusting, that's something happening.
Yeah.
And
my brain is telling.
Yeah.
My body.
I just don't have that.
I do.
I just enjoy the hot.
I have a couple weird things. I just have things.
What are the weird things?
What are weird things?
Okay, there's baths. I do a thing with my finger where my ring finger used to be, and I can't stop.
Oh, yeah. I did that too.
Wedding ring?
For 3 years.
Spin the ring around.
I can't stop.
I do that with my lip.
Constantly.
Where I have my lip pierced. And I'll, like, sit there and, like, when I'm nervous, like, try and roll the like, ball back and forth that was on the ring.
Yeah, I used to have a tongue ring, and I still do that. I don't have the tongue ring anymore, but I do things.
Yeah, and I also, like, even though I don't have any boogers in my nose anymore, I'll still try and pick my nose where those boogers were.
Oh, that's another thing I do.
Phantom
can't
pickers?
Stop.
Huh? I'll just...
Do you have, like, monumental boogers that you remember?
I'm a phantom.
Like, there was that one year in 72...
No, I overgrew.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in there. It's like
1 out of 10 times there's something in there that you didn't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Bonus booger.
Yeah, I know. You're like, whoa, that's crazy. It's that big and I didn't even know it was in there.
Yep.
So wait,
I never found the car keys.
Wait, phantom, so like you, so when you're saying you do that, you've already picked and you go back and make sure there's not.
Like, if it's a long car ride, like, at the beginning of the car ride, it's clean. Like, I know my nose is clean. But I still check. Like, you know, nobody's around me. And then, you know what? I want to get my windows tinted. But part of me is like, man, I could pick my nose when cars are around. And nobody would know.
But do you want people to see you?
Huh? I don't know. I'm not a nose-picking voyeur. I don't want people to see me pick my nose. But I'll tell the podcast about it.
All 35 listeners.
Yeah, but no, you're right. Like, that one you find where it's like, it's up the, like, your nasal passage, and it feels like it's pulling from your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about when you're sure it's clean, but then you blow your nose, and, like, a big, flat, fucking, like, pizza pocket comes out? You're like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
Pizza pocket. That's so gross.
Diarrhea pocket. You guys are really good at talking about bodily functions.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we started.
It was poop last time, right? Correct?
Oh, yeah.
That's every time.
Well, poop was a running theme for a long time, and then we kind of got off it for a little while, but...
Yeah, just we always circle back home. Chandelier fucking worm poops.
Fuck. I still haven't listened to the episode. I'll have to go back and listen to it.
I'm glad you didn't.
I was listening to it on the drive home.
Might have divulged too much.
I haven't gotten to your part yet, but...
Jeff's like, oh, our friend is listening now, and I'm like, oh my god, she knows I had worms!
Oh, did you have worms?
Yes! Hey, in her butthole!
Yeah,
from the dog!
I won't repeat. Nope, we don't will repeat.
Well, had worms when Christine didn't get the goddamn
silk
off the corn. We had a barbecue, like we barbecued food, and then I went to take a poop.
Oh my god.
And my shit came out and didn't hit the toilet. It was hanging from the fucking worm threads.
Yeah, dangled.
And I fucking had to, like, reach down there and pull it out like a fucking dog eating a rubber band.
And you thought he had worms.
I had shit hands and thought I had worms.
I was like, it's the silk, dude.
Lots of bodily functions. You're right, Tam.
Yeah,
lots of bodily functions.
And before the last one here, as we talked about, apparently you guys had another poop episode.
Oh yeah, well you're a guest, you're supposed to describe.
That's how you got turned on to it.
That's how I got turned on to it.
So
do
you sit or stand or what?
Yeah.
What now?
You sit or stand.
With your wife in your butt, do you sit?
I remain seated.
Remain seated.
I remain seated.
Your hand goes inside.
So you lean hole. You lean over to create
well,
space for your hand to go.
Yes,
come
on.
Yeah. Tam, you guys can see our brown friend Tamara is blushing.
Tam, like, made, reenacted herself wiping her own ass and then realized what she was doing.
I got embarrassed.
And kind of closed her eyes for a second and was like, made that face like, are you fucking kidding me?
You're a mom friend.
Hey, let's go to the bathroom and see what it looks like for real.
Oh, man.
Well, do you want to tell us the last time you shit yourself story? Do you have that story?
Yeah. I was drinking with my cousin a couple months ago.
Oh, recent.
Yeah, recent. And we bar hopped a little too much, drank a little bit too much whiskey.
Bar hopping then poop plop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was throwing up a lot the next morning, but I was so violently throwing up that I was also shitting on myself. And
Oh, yeah.
But I had to remain where I was at because... I had to obviously keep doing it until it was done, and there was going to be stuff down there, so I picked it up.
Oh, dang it.
Were you at your own home?
Nope, I was at my cousin's house. We were all doing it. She was doing it, and her boyfriend was doing it. We were all violently.
You're all puking, and
it sounds like maybe you guys had like a
shitting all over yourselves.
Nope, we just went way too hard.
Ooh, there's a new virus called the coronavirus.
Oh, hey, yeah, and every time you get a fever, a coronavirus gets its lime.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. But I read up on that. Well, kind of read up on it. I read the symptoms.
Naboom, tell us.
So it's pretty much just a cold, dude.
Like a fever or like the
flu?
Or...
flu. Like, yeah. Why is it such a big deal? It's like we already have the cold and the flu. We know how to do this.
Yeah, but I heard it gives you symptoms like pneumonia. And in the small time
like
that people have been getting this. Yeah. The small amount of time that people have been getting this, like 17 people have died.
And yeah, and the reason is because you drown in your own fluids.
China. In one city in China.
Oh, in one city in China.
But a lot of people die from the flu. Right.
Yeah. That's pretty common.
This is a new strain, a new
virus.
Yeah,
that's what's just, they don't know how quickly it's gonna spread, I think is why it's so.
Well, I think I already had it.
So
You're patient zero.
Patient zero.
It was the whiskey.
Well, they said it started in Washington, and I was in Washington.
No, it started in China.
No, I mean,
and it is in Washington.
No, I mean here. Like, it started in China, but I mean when it came here.
There has been a case in Washington.
It's starting
in Chicago.
Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a case in Chicago now?
One in Chicago, one in Washington.
Yeah. Where's Chicago? No, I mean, I know where Chicago
Illinois,
is, but I mean like...
Midwest. In the middle of the country. Way up north by Canada.
Chicago is actually a little further east, I think.
Mid-east.
Than middle.
Yeah, it's middle east.
Wrong.
Or mid-east. Not middle east. It's over in Iraq.
Every time you get a fever, a coronavirus gets its lime.
That is Jeff's favorite commercial.
Speaking of lime, and I think we need to start doing this on the podcast.
The lime and the coconut.
I love that song and that guy. But we need to start rating our soda waters. We've been getting sparkling. We drink a lot of sparkling water here on the J2K podcast.
Awesome.
And I just crack-a-lacked one open from Winco. And it tastes like key lime pie. It's really freaking good.
Well, it tastes
really?
Like key lime pie at the bottom
of
the hill.
Those Spindrift snobs.
Spindrift?
Yeah.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, Spindrift is kind of sweet, though, isn't it?
No,
but it has, like, actual juice in it.
This one doesn't taste like lime.
So
it tastes like lime flavoring.
Okay, yeah,
like
mine has
like
real
a,
flavor.
There's a piece
mine
of key lime pie on a plate at the bottom of the hill, like, a mile away.
So, I just had... There's one that I just got from Freddy's. It's Fred Meyer.
Hmm.
It's a grocery store here in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's one from Fred Meyer that I just got. I forget what brand it is, but it is Arnold Palmer. And it
oh,
has real tea
that.
And real
yeah.
lemon in it.
That sounds amazing.
So it's a watered-down...
It's a lemony iced tea.
It's bubble water.
Oh.
But it is Arnold Palmer-flavored sparkling water.
Like there's one of those a mile away.
No, it actually...
Is it
like,
sweet?
Not sweet at all. It's like...
So it has like the no sugar in it, like the soda waters.
No sugar. But black tea and real lemon juice. So it's a little sour. It is a little sour because of the lemon juice. There's no sugar with it.
Like
I can't
deal
with that. Like, I'm not... Like, lemonade
bottle.
To me is like, ugh. Gross.
He hates lemonade.
Do you like lemon juice?
On food and stuff.
Do you like real
stuff?
Lemonade, though?
No. No.
Do you like lemon-flavored sparkling water?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd like that with a little bit of tea in it?
I don't know.
Then you might like these.
I just don't like the sour aspect
no.
of my in my drink, like in lemonade. Like, people, like all my whole life, it's like, "Oh, try some lemonade." And I'm like,
then you know what, Jeff? Maybe these aren't
what
for you.
What happened if your daughter was selling lemonade? Would you buy it?
I'd chug a fucking glass of
okay.
it, turn around and make a fucking baby lemon face, and then I turn and go, "That's delicious."
I'll tell you my
support the children.
My favorite sparkling waters though are the mango bubblies.
Yes, I was
they're
just gonna
so
ask.
Bomb.
You guys ever go up to Audit and get the bubblies?
They're so good.
They're good. I like the blackberry one.
Tam works with us, and in the auditing department, they have lots of sparkling waters.
They do.
The blackberry one is bomb.
Auditing?
Yeah, we're the
yeah,
auditing department.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Which is a
what
huge
they
department.
Audit?
Everything. It's the casino. They want to know where
the
everything came from or went in the casino.
Dude, that sounds like.
That sound it does sound like something you would love.
I know.
You'd be good at
all. Like, I love QA.
You would like me up so much.
Never
you would
gamble again.
I would get so many exceptions from you.
So when you fuck up,
so
they call
they're keeping
it
track
exception.
Of everything, but they're up there drinking the good bubbly.
Oh, we can go
that's
there
right.
and get it.
That's
go,
right.
I go up
there
all the time. I grab like four at a time.
And they deserve it. They do.
Who
a good
buys
job.
The bubbly? Does the casino buy the bubbly for?
I don't know who buys it. Yes.
Like, yeah, yes. It's company. It's paid for by the company.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Do you really want to talk about our work that much?
Well,
No.
Okay.
Good point.
Nope.
Oh,
I was going to tell
a
work story.
No, go ahead. Work story. Sorry.
So, auditing used to know my name really well. I didn't know that until I transferred departments. They didn't tell me I had so many exceptions. That's what you get for fucking up from auditing. that it filled up like a spiral, like a note, a binder full of my exceptions.
So how did you not know that you had them?
Like, when you get hired, you have to sign your name on a card.
Okay.
And they will double check your signature. If it's wrong, that's an exception. If it's not, the same. If your signature changes over time, you have to re-sign a card.
That just happens naturally.
Yeah.
So a lot of them, it was like you signed one thing, but it was a bunch of different things you were signed once for. I worked in the cage.
But how did you not know that you had that many exceptions?
A lot of them I was signing like one sheet for, but it was like a bunch of paperwork for.
Oh, yeah, I have to sign every exception.
And so when they...
Not just one
or sheet. You write a number, like a 7, and it looks like a 1.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man, I'd be...
You get an exception.
And also, yeah, you're getting a lot of exceptions.
I have excellent penmanship. I would pass that.
And you don't realize how many until you, like, actually hold it and feel how heavy it is.
Yeah.
I had a lot of cases. So much that they made fun of me in the
next
department.
Only allowed 5 a month.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if I get over 5 a month, I get coached.
I'm an exception.
You obviously are. You're exceptionally well at your job. You do exceptionally well.
People love me so much they don't want to fire me, apparently.
I guess.
So when you get coached, do they just go like, all right, man, we're going to need you to like step up your game, and I want
you to
get out there, and I want you to sign that shit right, and quit fucking up the numbers. Let's go, Tam, let's go!
No, it goes more like this. You just got your 6th exception. All right, that was good coaching. That's about it.
That's just information.
I know. They
that
don't
is
actually
not coaching.
Ever coach me. They don't actually ever coach me.
Coaching means supplying you with ideas as a way to change your behavior.
Thank you, Director Qualls.
So,
yeah, no, they don't do that.
Another subject change in Justin's story. I yelled at an adult the other day. I yelled at a woman waiting for the elevator who was yelling at her child.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, this little girl was holding an animal cage. It was like one of the travel ones. You couldn't see in it. It was cloth with vents. And I didn't find out until later it had a bird in it. And the bird was on one end of the cage, so it was a little uneven. It wasn't straight up, and you know, it wasn't level. And the mom was like, can't you hold that level? Look how crooked that is! Yelled at this little girl. And the girl's maybe 8 or 9. And the girl just put her head down and tried to muscle it level. And the elevator door opened. I was at a hotel. So she was holding her pillow in this birdcage. So we all get in. It's me, her, and her mom. We get in the elevator. She sets the animal cage down and puts her pillow on top of it. And the mom's like, you can't just hold a pillow. What, is it too heavy for you? And I went, hey, you be nice to her.
And the elevator ride just started?
It had just started. And the mom, like, shot me a look and then put her head down. And I was like, just be nice to her. And then I looked at the little girl and I was like, are you okay, sweetie?
Oh,
my God. And she was like, because she was, like, putting her head down like a beat dog.
Aww.
And she looked up at me and she was like, yeah, I'm okay.
Aww.
And I was like, okay, well, if you need anything, you let somebody know, okay? Like,
holy shit.
You said that in front of the parents.
My God, it's not like she beat the kid.
And then I stared at the mom for a little bit, like, please say something. Please say something.
Like,
and then just,
like, what do you want her to say at that point?
Like, say something to me, like, tell me I'm doing something wrong. Like, I would have gone off on her.
Oh, I would have fucking gone off on you
so,
if you would have talked to me like that.
Well, maybe she's not like that. She was just like,
I know, maybe
you guys,
like, they don't even know what happened in their day.
You did
like,
not, like, you
know,
regardless of what happened, that little girl didn't, like, the look on her face, her tone of voice, she was yelling at this little girl. And the little girl was just, like, head down, like, you can just tell when something's wrong. And I would have, had I not said something to her, I would have really been disappointed in myself. It was that bad. And I usually stay out of people's business, but I couldn't let it happen. So, yeah, I looked at her like, please fucking say something. Please. And then I, like, stared forward, and it was a quiet, long... The other half of the elevator ride was so awkward. And we, bing, got out, and I walked away.
Did you hear any further interactions with the mom?
None.
Okay.
None.
I was wondering if that influenced her.
No.
Anyway.
She probably not beat her when she got to the room.
Yeah. She's
like, don't you ever pout again on the elevator.
I know. Every time I tell you to carry your pillow, carry the pillow.
Carry the pillow.
You smile when I yell at you.
Don't
like
you
like it.
That little girl will realize how bad she was treated. Like, you could tell she was, it was abusive.
I don't know. It's really surprising hearing that from you, because it's like, you know, there was times that my parents just kind of snapped, and they were by no means abusive.
I get paid.
And people are just like human beings, and like, I don't know. I think it's kind of meddling in something that's not really.
I get paid to read people for a living and read situations. This was 100% abusive. Like, the little girl's body language, the mom's body language, her getting just like red face and snapping over a birdcage, it was just like, and I usually don't say anything, but it was to the point where I would have thought about that for a long time had I not said anything.
What do you think? You're a parent. I mean, I'm not even a parent, but I know I've had moments where I've just like lost my shit on my dog.
Yeah.
Like, just,
I just feel like you really have to take yourself out of the situation when it comes to kids. I mean, if you get upset, fine, but don't aim it towards a child.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, maybe so they were leaving an abusive situation and were like, hit, like it was just like a really messed up day, and it was like everything was, I don't know. My thing is, you just don't.
Keep it to yourself, though, dude. Not with the
kids.
Well,
you just said you were really, you go off on your dog, like we're yelling at your dog, and.
Well, I mean, I've like lost my like temper.
You be nice to that dog.
Yeah, seriously.
And so if somebody,
and these moments are not moments I'm proud of. In these situations, I will never forget that I did that.
So
to
if
her.
Somebody had witnessed that,
they probably
and told
would have
you
thought
to
I was
be nice to your dog, like when you
said
went off on
she
them,
she abuses her dog.
Would you have went off on them if they called you out on it? I mean,
probably I'd tell them to mind their own fucking business.
I was waiting for, and that's the like, please say something, please tell me to mind my own business. That little girl, and I guess describing this to you guys, you didn't really see the body language.
I get what you're saying, though, because if I were to yell at my kids, because they're not abused and they are very, very well loved, their reaction wouldn't be her reaction. My kids would be like, talk to me like that, Mom? What you trying to do? Like, obviously her body language is a learned body language,
and
because she knows how to tone herself down because her mother's probably a very aggressive person.
The mom's body language, just like...
Yeah, the mom's body language. 100%
aggro.
My kid's body language, when I yell at them, is completely different because, I mean, they're not the bosses, but they certainly do not get yelled at.
They don't feel defeated after one.
No.
Like,
I don't want to defeat my kids.
Brand.
I think if you're going to build strong children, you got to allow them to do things and speak and be free. Like, obviously, discipline is important. But, like, I'm never going to stifle my child. I'm not like, be quiet. We're in public.
And part of me didn't call that mom out, so the mom knew what she was doing was wrong.
So the daughter knew.
Part of me called it out and was really kind to the girl because it just, and you know what? I might have read it wrong. And even if I didn't, if that's going on all the time, I want that little girl to know that that is not the way it's supposed to be.
I do that with some children in my life as well. I have some children in my life who have lives that when things, bad things are happening in their lives basically, and I go over consistently to remind them, this isn't normal, this isn't okay, you can talk to me, you can talk to anybody else. I just want them to know it's not normal.
All right, and
sometimes kids need to know in situations like that, that it's not normal and it's not okay. You're just used to it.
Right, and as a good person, you witness something like that, and your heart breaks a little bit, and then you go into defense mode. What's that saying, like, something about for evil something, and just for people to remain silent and not to say anything? There's a quote.
I know what you're talking about. I can't
say it. So, also, too, like, what I know, like, being in recovery is, I don't care what sort of childhood you have, like one like that you're describing, or one like you're describing, good or bad, like we all are broken.
Yeah.
And so you're witnessing something that seems like it's like they're on purpose trying to break them, or breaking them like for no reason. Like there's no good reason to like be mean to a kid like that. A kid will never have done something for you to yell at them like that.
It made me realize too, like, that's the first time in a long time I've yelled at an adult.
Well, I yelled at
you. Were trying to defend
that.
The girl.
Huh?
You were trying to defend the girl.
I was.
I don't yell at kids a lot, but I yell at adults a lot.
Can you remember a situation where you yelled where you
the
screamed
today,
at
today, actually.
Did you?
I was standing in line at the store outside of the casino, and they have a handicapped guy that works there that he just started a couple weeks ago. I don't know his name, but he was having a hard time explaining to the gentleman who was buying cigarettes and gas that the discount...
Yes, you stood up for this guy?
Yeah, the discount that you get is applied at the end. And this guy doesn't understand that the cashier doesn't know what he's talking about because he's handicapped. Mm-hmm. He does not explain things to him. But this guy is really pissed. He was like, you don't know how to fucking do discounts on cigarettes, and you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And like the whole store stopped, and everybody's like looking at the situation that's happening. And I got my loud shoes on. And I was like, you know what? Forget this. I already know he's handicapped, and I'm not gonna let this douchebag be like this. So I'm like, click, 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 click. And I was like, hey! He was like, what? I was like, he looks different. He acts different, and there's a reason. And he was like, and so then the other cashier comes in. She's like, oh, it's okay. Oh, let me do this. And I was like, no. Oh, he should apologize. I was like, that's bullshit. So you just come in here and be a douchebag? What the hell's wrong with you? I was like, he's obviously different.
Yeah.
Think about it. Take a second to think about it, and don't just be pissy just to be pissy at someone. You know, I feel like there's really people out there that as soon as they smell water, or as soon as they smell blood in the water, they just attack. Like, they see a weakness, and they're like, oh, let me get that person.
Yeah, it makes them feel about it. Yeah.
Like, and that's how he
makes
was.
Them feel inferior.
That's
yeah.
how he was.
That
was
alpha
like,
mentality.
I was like, this may be ignored by every man in the store, because it was just a bunch of men in the store, and nobody said anything. I was like, but I'm not going to ignore it. I was like, the mom and me is not ignoring this. Like, you're a fucking douchebag.
So I found a quote. Thank you, Christine, for letting me use your phone. It's an English statesman, Edmund Burke, was alive from 1729 to 1797.
Oh, yeah, old Eddie Burke.
Yeah.
He and I used to get high in English class.
I know. He said...
Baby Puff.
The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, I guess here's my only take on this whole story, and it's is that I just know that, you know, there's a lot of, and it doesn't excuse, I mean, yes, her behavior, there's no excuse for her behavior, but I do feel like, you know, parenthood, motherhood, there's so many high expectations for it. Everyone wants to tell you the right way to do things, how to behave. Mothers are meant to be like saintly, patient, loving, and like they're just human beings that sometimes just have a moment. And like, just your interaction that with, I mean, like,
every,
I know you think you saw what was really going on, but like,
every bone in my body, though, Kareem, told me that wasn't just a one time occurrence, an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Judging by how the mom was talking to her and the little girl's like reaction to it, that's an everyday thing, and to the point that, and I usually keep quiet on that stuff, especially with parents and their kids, but to the point that I felt like I had to say something louder than normal.
That's good though. Like, this maybe nobody ever.
Yeah.
So at least she knows.
She's just so small and sweet, and was getting like berated by an adult, and wasn't old enough or articulated enough to speak up for herself. And what she was doing, and you know, maybe the mom was just having a bad day,
maybe she told her 10 times to just.
But the cage was a little crooked because the animal was standing on one side of it. And she tried to put her pillow down for a second on top of the birdcage, not on the elevator floor so it wouldn't get dirty. I thought it was smart of her. Tried to put it on top of the, like, birdcage, which was sturdy. It held the pillow up and was berated over that. Oh, is it too heavy? You're not strong enough to hold it up? Like, it was just nasty.
That seems unreasonable.
Yeah, it was. It was nasty. She deserved to get called out.
But I'm also familiar with sticking with my unreasonable fucking thought pattern and writing it out. I've done that before.
She needed to get called out. I'd do it again.
I feel that.
I hear what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take another break.
Woo!
Oh, hey, everybody, we're back. Welcome back to the podcast. Last time we left you, we were in this very serious fucking debate about kids and parents and...
I punched this bitch in her face.
Justin punched this bitch right in her face.
Right in your chops.
Oh, my God. And then while he was doing that, the kid cut his Achilles tendon with her switchblade knife.
And
she
smothered
him
with her pillow.
Yeah. And then as he was dying, there wasn't a bird in there at all.
The bird was like, black door, black door. It
was empty.
It was empty.
Sucka!
Do birds have vaginas? Do female, like...
Where do you think the egg comes from? The butt?
I think that's an all-in-one. I think
they
just have a vent.
Well, they are an all-in-one.
Let's ask.
Is there just one?
I think the egg and the poop comes out of the same hole.
Do birds have vaginas?
According to Amy Loris, the males of most bird species do not have a penis. Both sexes have a multitasking orifice called the cloaca.
Man, let me get that cloaca, girl.
They're multitaskers.
Hey, this is my daughter, cloaca.
They call me...
Named after a bird, a boy, and a girl bird's vagina holes.
My name is Harold the Rooster. I'm the Cloaca Shaker.
Oh my God.
The more you know. Oh my God.
Just came up with more.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Let me get that Cloaca Boo.
How can you be done writing the words of the song now? We're gonna have to do three verses this time for the cloaca.
Is it cloaca?
C-L-O-C. Hold on. C-L-O-A-C-A.
Cloaca. My cloaca's vibrating.
Wake up, get that. Cloacan and eggs.
Wow.
The funniest part that Google didn't say.
It's also your
butthole. So Google started with the second paragraph. The first paragraph says, during the breeding season, the ovaries of a female expand dramatically. As do the male's internal testes. That's right. Birds keep them inside, so that's why you have never seen a blackbird's balls.
Why is it gotta be racist?
What
the fuck? What about a bluebird?
Get the fuck out of here.
I love that Google was like, you haven't seen a bird's balls. That's hysterical.
Why didn't they just say, like, well, that's why you haven't seen a bluebird's balls or a blackbird's giant dick?
It really did some systemic racism just came out.
Oh my God! Against a species of bird!
Yeah.
We should write Google a letter.
Jesus, Google?
I think
God
anyone
damn
can change that, right?
Yeah.
Google?
That's why. That's hilarious.
Was it off Wikipedia?
No,
it's Google.
You can change it. That was Google.
Well, no, what was the site that it went to?
I think Google.
Oh, yeah, right. Google read it from WordPress.com.
Okay. WordPress?
Let's write a letter.
Yeah.
We're depressing.
Yeah. Cloaca.
Let's write a letter this week.
Harold the Rooster,
we'll
the Cloaca Shaker.
Like, why did you choose blackbird's balls?
Yeah. I'm like feeling sick. I'm cloacing real bad.
You about to have an earth cloake.
Oh my goodness.
I got a cloacing deep in my heart.
a 5.7 on the Dichter scale.
Blackbird style.
Dichter
scale.
You're pretty good.
Oh my god.
I don't really know. I have no words for that. Like,
okay, everybody, well, there's this
thing. Cloaca's kind of weird. Word.
No, all I'm thinking of is like, don't go cloaca in my heart.
Yeah.
Don't go cloaca in waterfalls.
Are we ready?
All
right. We are now.
All right, well, there's this thing we do, and it goes something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, J, 2, K. What's
J.
What's happening over there?
I don't know, but I don't think you too much.
J.
Start over.
Here.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. I think you're out.
Yeah, I'm out of tune.
Yeah, something's
up. Look at you.
Talks amongst yourselves.
Pot's calling the kettle blackbird.
I got it. I'm there. I thought it was
too much.
Too far, too far.
Cloaca.
That sounds like a refreshing beverage. It's like fresh
Cloaca.
With lime.
Awaken to cloaca.
Now with lime.
Awaken to cloaca.
It's really fizzing in my mouth.
Yeah, that's what she
what
said.
You should have been with an ad agency.
Me?
Yeah. Like with all your fake ads that you make. I feel like that's your hidden talent.
I love
all
it.
Right, let's try it again.
J-U-K.
Why does it sound so fucked up, guys? What is happening? I'm not even a musician. That's not the first time.
He's like, why does it sound so fucked up?
Jay!
The look on Tam's face.
It never sounds
she
like
looks like she just drank bad milk.
All right, give me the tuner. Where's my cell phone?
Oh my gosh. You guys are hurting.
Are we sure that this thing is tuned right?
Well, that's what Google said. Maybe you should reference your own stuff.
Well, you didn't even... It's
G-C-A-E.
Look at that. Look how that thing's tuned. It goes up to the green mark there, buddy.
Oh God, I didn't know that. I've never used one of those before.
It's G what?
G-C-A-E. Is that what it was?
Either way.
I'm gonna go back to my previous search.
G-C-E-A?
G-C-E-A.
Almost there. Oh!
Podcast material right now.
Yeah, you guys love this part, don't
you? Right. And it goes a little something like this.
1, 2, 3, J.
J. 2, K. That sounds much fucking better. Tam made us some amazing tacos. Tam is vegan, so she didn't get to enjoy the amazing tacos.
Hold on.
I've got the meats.
I ate my shiitake.
They were shiitake. Got high from a Coke bottle.
James Bong.
James Bong, baby. Cloaca, cloaca, cloaca. Cloaca.
Cloaca.
J.
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 Two.
K.
K.
Awaken to Cloaca. join us for some cloaca.
I was all freaked out.
Good job, guys.
Thank you, Daisy Fuentes. So remember, we're on all the books, the grams, and the tweets at J2K Podcast. And you can email us, but you don't care because you don't email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com. Tamara, thank you so much for coming.
You guys on Pornhub?
On Pornhub?
Always stand up for people with disabilities and children.
Yes.
And no, J2K Podcast is not on Pornhub.
It is now, baby.